Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Blessings to the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. When my wife Joyce and I were high school seniors, Joyce was crowned homecoming queen. I can still picture her sitting in the gymnasium on a makeshift throne along with her court. The crown on her head signified that she had been voted queen of our student body. The position carried no monetary rewards, and on the following Monday, the other students did not bow to her. She was just the same Joyce Harper as she had been before the coronation. Our present-day society suffers from a short supply of love and mercy. It seems more and more that we live in a dog-eat-dog world. Even Christians seem to be caught up in the struggle to get ahead, regardless of the needs of others. My sweet homecoming queen might have surrounded her crown after that night so long ago, but she has received a far greater crown from the Lord. She had the qualities of love and mercy as a gift from God, and went to be with him almost, 8 years ago now, 9 years. She now has a crown that will last for eternity. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.